Darren.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Hello, friends. Welcome. Thanks for listening, downloading, subscribing, leaving reviews, being the sort of person that listens to the content that we're creating. Content is king, my friends. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Dave. He's my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
It looks like you're all ready for St. Patrick's Day.
You say that because of the decor around my home.
Yes.
Yeah, I made the decision. We're done with Valentine's Day. It's time to move on to the next big holiday, which, as you know, is St. Patrick's Day. On a Tuesday, I believe, this week, or this year.
Okay.
I think that's what
I heard. The best.
Huh?
Not the best.
You prefer it when it's closer to the weekend, or?
Yes. Mm. What was it, 2011?
Yeah.
Where it fell on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And was like 70 degrees.
Yeah. That was the year I was looking at some stuff, because I was trying to figure something out last night, how long I'd been doing something.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, if I go online, like a
habit or a tick or something.
No, I was wondering when I started.
I've been picking at something for how long have I been picking at this thing?
I was trying to figure out when I started doing improv. I couldn't remember. Like, what year did I start doing that?
Yeah.
And then I was looking around because I couldn't get an answer.
You mean originally or the second time around?
What do you mean second time?
Well, I mean, weren't you doing improv with Hal Sparks and such?
No, that's not him. No, I didn't do improv until...
You just battled him.
No, you will never remember right, so I'm not even going to correct you anymore.
Oh, okay.
I've never met Hal Sparks.
Oh, I thought you lost to Hal Sparks.
No. Hal Sparks was in a competition I wasn't part of.
Oh, why did I think you were...
Because you don't listen. You just get something in your head, and then you just fixate on it. Hal Sparks was named like...
I do listen. I do listen.
You don't. It's frustrating. Do you know how hard it is to be your friend sometimes?
See, Rhonda does this. Rhonda doesn't listen to a lot of things. The only thing that she ever pays attention to
mm-hmm.
are things that... are detrimental to me.
Give me an example.
Well, just anything. She'll remember something. She'll remember something that I've failed at, or something I did wrong,
uh-huh.
or something I shouldn't have done. Yes. Remember when you did that? But when it comes to something, I mean, I can tell her something 3 or 4 times,
right?
And she'll not just. You know why I don't remember that? Because I don't care. I don't care what you're saying.
Hal Sparks was Chicago's funniest teenager.
Right. Isn't that what you lost?
He's a couple years older than I am.
And you could have still been teens together. He could have been 19. You could have been 17.
I don't remember there being a competition, Chicago's funniest teenager.
Would I have been intrigued?
Had I known there was a Chicago's funniest teenager competition, I absolutely would have tried to do it. But Hal Sparks is 3 years older than I am. So maybe they stopped doing it about the time I became a teenager. I don't know.
Well, maybe they stopped it because they found Chicago's funniest teenager.
Right. So it was just a contest that the Sun-Times did one time.
Well, and being that Hal's not going to be 20 for mm-hmm. a few years, right. What's the point of having the competition? So, and then it just goes underwater.
See, the problem is this was a contest the Sun-Times threw together.
Mm.
We were always a Tribune family. Yeah, so I had no idea this was a thing. What I did was speech team. So when I was on the speech team in high school... I was the runner-up 1 year for original comedy, and the kid that beat me graduated. So for a year, I was given by myself the title Illinois' Funniest Senior.
But what happened in that competition?
I lost again in 1990. Oh,
so two years in a row I was runner-up. So you were ranked number one.
Yes.
You were ranked number one going in your senior year.
Yes. I think, the favorite. Considering that I had lost the championship to a guy who had graduated out, I said...
You assumed.
Right, there were no official rankings.
No.
I came up with that.
Yes, I must be number one going into this year.
The guy who beat me isn't in high school anymore.
I must be... Yeah.
So I am Illinois' funniest senior.
Well, favored to win. Favored to become.
Well, no, my argument was beforehand. you know, that...
Okay, then what sort of, what kind of upset would you say this was when you were beaten? Listen, was this a Miracle on Ice type upset? Was
when, I got runner up again?
Was this Buster Douglas?
I got hosed is what happened.
Did you?
Yeah, I got hosed.
You get ripped off.
I did. And why, this is 30 years ago, and I'm still furious about it.
Did they not like you?
Well, I mean, I was runner up. I wasn't like out of a field.
But I mean, was the fix in?
I lost to somebody because they said he had more energy.
Oh, and, I have heard this.
And the energy was perhaps I see. Performance enhanced. Well, I don't know that's what I've heard.
That's very popular among stand-up comics. Have you now?
Yeah,
something you should look into.
This is sad to admit, but you guys are my friends. I'll share it with you. When I won the beard championship a couple of months ago,
a little redemption.
It was a healing moment for me.
Good, because
it was like, so help me God, when they got to the finalists, and I was like,
if I lose this one,
if I'm runner up for this, then that's my obituary, Dave Lavora, runner up. Right? That's that's the rest of my life, runner up. When I won that beard competition, it was like, no, son of a bitch, yes.
Yeah, that smile.
I am the best at something.
That smile on your face, it was the happiest I've ever seen you.
Genuinely, yes. Genuinely, outside of anything to do with my family, it's the happiest moment of my life. It was incredible.
Listen, the family had nothing to do with this.
I'm just saying, I'm much happier just hanging out with my wife and my kid than I am winning a beard contest. Still. Most of the time. My point is, Hal Sparks and I did not compete. We were in different fields. I wasn't
same city though. You got to give me that.
It's true.
Competing in the same city.
We were, yes.
All right. So you were trying to figure out how long. Although you've been
both
doing
times I was runner up, I was in Peoria, so I still hold a special place of hatred in my heart for
Mid-Central,
Peoria.
Mid-Central regional.
Champion. No, that was the state champions. Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I won sectionals. I won regionals. I won sectionals. And then
super sectional?
There's no thing like that in speech team. At least there wasn't 30 years ago. Super sectional.
There's not the super sectional in DeKalb?
There's not laughter wrestlebacks. There's none of that. No. Oh,
there's not.
If there had
they
been.
They should.
Yes. Yes, I don't know if things have changed.
So as long as the comedian that you lose to, as long as he continues to win and you win in the wrestlebacks, you can still finish as high as third.
Here's my argument, all right? The Nationals beat the Astros in the World Series. Yes? Just happened.
This last year.
Yes. If in the offseason the Nationals decided they're no longer going to be competing, they're going somewhere else. They're going to become a soccer team now.
Mm-hmm.
That would make the Astros the best team in baseball, yes?
It's hard to say.
I know. Could you give me this? Could you give a 17-year-old me this, please? All right.
So what were you trying to figure out how long you've been doing something?
Oh, improv. Right. Improv. So I only started doing improv in 2014. Mm. And the reason this whole tangent got started was I have no records. Like, I don't write down things.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't figure out how long I did improv for when I was doing comedy sports. So I went and I thought, well, that would be something that I would have put on social media. And I started improv around the time you, me, and the boy were doing the Rock Island St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Yeah.
And he would have been like 3, and he had a megaphone.
Yeah.
And it was you driving the Rock 104.9 vehicle.
Yeah.
The, what did they give us? A PT Cruiser or something?
Okay.
What was that?
Yeah, something like that.
And then, so I was handing out beads.
Yeah.
Darren's driving. Owen's riding shotgun, which, by the way, is not legal for a 3-year-old.
Well,
got a megaphone in his hand. Got a megaphone in his hand, and Darren's just telling Owen, "Tell everybody your dad's a bum." And Owen would just go, "Hey, everybody, my dad is a bum!" And then I would look back, and the two of them just laughing their heads off in the rock vehicle.
I think he came up with that himself.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I don't think I said anything.
There were a couple times I looked back, and Darren was having trouble steering because he was just crying. Because Owen was just yelling insults at me through the megaphone.
Well, that's because on the way there, you couldn't find the parade.
Yeah, I got lost. Couldn't find Rock Island.
Owen wanted to pull a plug on the whole thing.
Well, how about this is the parade?
How about this is the parade?
We'll just say the parade is here,
Dad.
We'll
just say that we were in the parade and let's go home.
We can go home. No, this is going to be a special moment forever. Oh, anyway,
good
welcome
times.
To the top 5 things.
Consider yourself zing.
Wait, that's not
the zing of the day.
What?
That's not a zing of the day. Well, are we giving Owen a zing of the day from 2014?
My dad's a bum is a pretty good zing. It's pretty good. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Sense Inspections, quality home, property, and commercial inspections. Thinking of buying or selling a home? Well, it pays to be informed. Call John and or Becky at Sense Inspections at 563-265-5111 to book your home or commercial building inspection today, or go to the website, which is inspectwithsense.com, for more information. And you can also book online there. Serving the Quad Cities, the professionals at Sense Inspections can help gauge the physical condition of any property, enabling you to make an informed purchasing decision, or help you get pre-sale or for sale by owner ready. Don't let someone else choose your house inspector. Sense Inspections offers independent, unbiased, expert home inspections and will provide you a report with constructive tips and recommendations. Again, the website is inspectwithsense.com for more information and answers to frequently asked questions. Sense Inspections takes the stress out of home and property buying and selling. 563-265-5111. Or visit inspectwithsense.com and book your inspection today. It just makes sense. And don't forget to mention Nacho Radio. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, including now their Impossible Cheesesteaks, and so much more, including their Grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and fried onions. It's absolutely delicious, regardless of what your favorite sandwich is. Make sure you turn it into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And of course, mention Nacho Radio when you're placing your order, and you'll get a medium sub, and they'll only make you pay for the price of a small one.
You want to go right into the top five things?
Sure.
I got some other stories, but I guess it's time to... We've done enough warming up. We can get into the...
Number one.
I feel as though I'm warmed up. Okay, I don't see any reason to continue to do any sort of comedic stretching. I don't think I'm going to pull a hammy or anything.
How about this? If you want to come back in the next life as a dog, which I imagine that would be just fine with you. Although it depends, I guess. Are you going to... I mean, That might not work out great. You could end up being one of the dogs in the Sarah McLachlan commercials.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
My point is, there's a Hindu leader who is telling his followers, this is a Hindu sect in India, and he says if you're a woman and you cook for your husband while you're menstruating, you will come back in the next life as a dog. Swami...
So he should be making his own can of soup while that's going on? Is that what you're saying?
This is a little sexist. Swami Krishnaswarup Dasaji, part of the Swaminarayan faith. Thank you, Swami. Their whole gimmick is you can only be saved through total devotion to God. He forced more than 60 girls to remove their underwear when he was going through one of the schools to check to see if any of the girls were on their periods.
Well, this I don't know that this sounds like it's the up and up. Just... Now, he might claim to be a holy man.
If you eat food, by the way, if your wife cooks while she's menstruating and you eat that food, you will be reborn as a bull.
Yeah, but aren't there like a lot of things that could take place during your life that, I mean, is one going to overrule the other thing? It's like, well, I was supposed to be a bull because of this, right. But the other day... I walked in front of a black cat.
Oh, how does that
and now
work?
Now I'm going to be a hammerhead shark.
Quote, it is certain that men will be born as bulls in their next life if they consume food cooked by menstruating women. I don't care if you do not like my views, but this is written in our holy scriptures. If a menstruating woman cooks food for her husband, she will definitely be born as a female dog in her next life. This was a sermon that this guy gave.
Now, what would she be preparing? Minestrone?
I don't understand. You want some menstrual minestrone? It's just something I made while I was...
This sounds made up to me.
You don't think this is real? You don't think this is real in terms of the story I'm sharing with you?
Now, these are the only rules? Are there other rules that might turn me into something else?
In the video, he warns against men consuming food prepared by menstruating women. He also admonishes women for being careless about their menstruation period.
He seems a little obsessed.
He's just got the one thing that he thinks
about. Yeah, he's kind of got the one thing on his brain. I just don't know how...
It seems like an odd thing to...
I don't know how... Listen, coming from a swami...
Yeah, from the sports world, but yes.
That's right. Yes. Thank you, Big Papa.
Mm, yes.
Thank you, Big Papa. I just don't... This just does not seem like a well-rounded... swami
no,
to me.
No, I mean far be it from us to suggest someone's religion is ridiculous.
The swamis.
But this is ridiculous.
Lock of the week.
Mm-hmm. It's hello, I'm Swami Krishna Swarup.
Yeah. I don't know that you've got all your ducks in a row.
Yeah, it's just the one thing.
Yeah.
He says, women do not realize that the period of menstruation is like doing penance. This is written in our scriptures.
Kind of myopic.
Even I do not like to tell you all these things, he says, but I have to warn you. Men should learn cooking. It will help you.
Well, yes, you should learn how to be able to feed yourself, sure. I don't know if this needs to be the reason why.
Well, this is how this is going to go, though. If I were a Hindu woman, I would just claim that I was menstruating like... 3 weeks out of the month. Like, feel like cooking.
Fix your own
curry. What do you want me to do? I got a period.
Your own curry.
Yeah. Yeah. So this completely natural biological process is something that this religious sect wants to make a shameful thing, like we're living in the caveman times.
Pass.
Yeah. Okay. So this is not a religion for us.
Most aren't.
Okay. Well, how about this one?
Two.
There's an interesting debate in the Catholic faith right now.
You know what religion I like? I like that new religion.
Yeah? What's that?
Was that off Rio?
New religion isn't bad.
Uh-huh. Pretty good.
It's not a bad religion. I mean, although I like bad religion, too.
It's not Arcadia, but it's pretty good.
So there's some debate in the Catholic faith. You and I both grew up Catholic, right?
No.
You didn't grow up Catholic?
No.
Didn't you? You didn't have any religion growing up?
I think my grandmother went to a Catholic church when she went.
Did you go to church ever in your life?
Not much.
No? Your folks weren't Catholic?
No.
You just they just didn't have anything to do with any of it?
Druids.
I grew up certainly more Catholic than you did. Is that fair to say?
You did.
It's Lent. And while you don't practice any Catholicism, you are a fan of Lent. If for only the deals on the fish sandwiches.
There is a better price on fish sandwiches this time of year. That's true.
So the argument is, and I don't know that there's a right or wrong answer. Feel free to share your views if you like on the text line. If you're Catholic and you don't consume meat on Ash Wednesday or on Fridays.
Yes.
Can you get away with going to Capriati's and having the impossible cheesesteak? Because that's not meat.
Well, why couldn't you?
Well, the argument is that that's not really in the spirit of things. If you're going and having an impossible Whopper...
Or something that still tastes like meat.
Right, exactly.
I think that counts.
I think it absolutely counts. But then again, I don't go to Mass ever. So I don't know. I don't know that either of our opinions matter.
They told you not to.
Well, those are their rules. So the point is... This is a big debate. Like, can you have something that's meatless that's supposed to taste like meat?
I had a Catholic friend in high school, and I remember...
my Catholic friend!
during the Lenten season, Friday night always meant homemade macaroni and cheese for him.
Yes, of course.
That was the big deal.
Yeah, no.
Homemade macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Homemade, like, out of a box? Or?
No, I think actually made by, like a mother.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, they love their mothers.
Yeah, lots of, grilled cheese and tomato soup and macaroni and
fish.
Cheese. And fish, of course, a big staple. But the argument is, like, is that cool? Can you go ahead and do that? And then one argument is, listen, the only reason you eat fish is because that's a kind of meat that you're substituting for other meat, right? And the whole reason that fish is a thing is because...
He was trying to move fish back in the day.
There was a pope who had a brother that was a fisherman.
Yeah, trying to help out.
Right. And when I heard that at first, I thought, well, that's not true. No, it turns out that's historically accurate.
Yes.
But point is, can you get away with... having fake meat on a Friday because it's not meat, it's plants.
Yes, it is.
So I think,
who cares what form the plants put in?
But is it really in the spirit of it? Like, if you're giving up meat, but then you're going and eating something that tastes exactly like meat, is that it's like you're trying to play a game with someone you believe created heaven and earth.
Are you telling me?
Like, you're trying to get one over on God. I don't know. Is that the best idea?
Are you telling me it's not a game?
Well, it is. It is, but only one person's playing, and you're not it, I think. Meanwhile, while everyone is going meatless this time of year...
I guess I could go meatless tomorrow.
The people at Dunkin' Donuts...
No, I can't. I got leftovers.
Well, you know,
I've got leftovers that I've got to finish off.
My mother would tell you, and she was pretty devout Catholic, but my mother would tell you...
That's pretty godly, eating leftovers.
That wasting food is a bigger sin.
Right. And I would agree with her.
Yeah, that the bigger sin would be to waste food. If it's not going to keep until Saturday, you should absolutely eat it on Friday. That's what my Catholic mother would tell you.
Well, the thing is, I've got a few different leftovers.
She doesn't even know that.
I got some stuff I got to get rid of.
All of these people are doing their meatless options. Dunkin' Donuts releasing a new item.
Yes, I saw this.
It's just a bag of bacon.
Yes, but the thing about it is, Dunkin' Donuts does have a meatless option.
They're called donuts.
Well, no, I think yes, that's true. No, but I think they do. I think they've got a plant-based breakfast sandwich.
Snoop Doggy Dogg is your spokesman for that. So, at least he was before he said he was going to assassinate Gayle King.
So if they just want to give you a bag of bacon to go along with your coffee, that's pretty tasty.
It's called Snack and Bacon, and they launched this on Ash Wednesday, which seems like weird timing.
Is that an affront? It is in my house.
They say, we've been working hard to formulate the perfect afternoon pick-me-up, and a bag full of bacon is the way to go. It's 8 half strips of bacon wrapped in a sleeve.
Who gets to run to Dunkin' Donuts in the middle of the afternoon?
Yeah.
Who's living that life?
I don't know, but I don't hate the idea of just eating 4 pieces of bacon.
Well, I don't either.
What do they want for it,
yeah,
though?
But what's the price point?
Because bacon is where they screw you at fast food places, yeah. Right? It's like, oh, you want one piece of bacon? That's another dollar.
Yeah, right.
How is it a dollar? You know how many pigs we have? We don't need to be charging that much.
What are these? Some sort of pigs with diamonds on the soles of their hoofs? The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport. They're at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30 and even open on Saturday from 10 till 3. Check them out at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. And like them on Facebook. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. If you make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast, as it always does, is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Having a get-together? Let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, birthday party, tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit for groups of all sizes. And they also make those extraordinary party trays and big box lunches with subs and salads and more. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. And if you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small one. And I have to imagine, maybe it'll be like around St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
The old Capriati's food truck will be firing up for season number 2.
Oh, yeah. No, they've already had a couple.
They've already been out and about already?
Yeah. I could swear they've already been at Crawford.
Could be. Could very well be.
I could be wrong about that. I could swear they were at Crawford Brewworks not that long ago.
Yeah. Could be.
Maybe I'm imagining that wrong, but I think they already are. Yeah. Are kind of popping up in places.
Or a little China crisis, wishful thinking.
California woman who's heiress to the Hot Pockets fortune.
Well, and when you say that, you're talking about the technology of the Hot Pocket, right?
So all I know is this woman Her family, the company that her family owns, created Hot Pockets.
Meaning the thing that...
The little cardboard box, yes, that cooks the Hot Pocket?
The little aluminum sleeve that allows you to make your Hot Pocket somewhat crunchy.
I haven't had a Hot Pocket in 20 years.
They're not bad.
They're horrendous. What are you talking
They're
about?
Not bad. I didn't know anyone became an heiress of it, though.
This is, I mean, someone else tweeted this, and I wish I remembered so I gave him credit, but it's like 100 years ago. My family made their money
in the railway.
My family started the White Star Line, and now it's
Standard like, Oil.
Right, I'm the heiress to the Rockefeller fortune.
Right
now it's
Carnegie.
My daddy made Hot
Pocket. Yeah, Hot Pocket heiress.
So she's heiress to the Hot Pocket fortune.
Isn't this the sort of person that should be? Isn't the story that you would think you'd be hearing whenever you hear like heiress?
Mm-hmm.
It's someone getting buried alive. Someone getting Barbara J. Mackle.
It should be. Yes. Heiress is not a term that gets thrown around
unless they're being held for ransom.
Yeah. No. Patty Hearst. Yes. That's the classic heiress example. Yes. Well, this is just dumb because this goes sideways in a hurry. So she's got all this money because her family created Hot Pockets.
Yes. The technology.
All right. She got sentenced to 5 months in prison for paying $300,000 to help her daughters get an edge in the college admission prices.
Yes.
The process. They wanted her to do 21 months. Instead, she's going to do 5 months.
Now, Felicity Huffman, she's already out.
Is she?
Lori Loughlin is still fighting it.
Yeah.
You know who I'd like to see? Mm. Like to get pregnant? That Lori Loughlin. Not really, but I wouldn't mind practicing.
She's among 53 people charged in this scheme, these California idiots that were bribing college admissions consultants to get their stupid kids into college. This is what I don't understand. It's just so stupid. If your family is already stupid rich.
Forget about college.
Right?
Forget college.
I need someone to explain to me why these idiots... You're already generationally
now,
wealthy.
Now, we never spoke to Felicity Huffman. We talked to her husband.
Yeah, we had William H. Macy on the show.
We did talk to Lori Loughlin.
I don't remember that.
We did.
Okay.
So I wonder...
Both of us or you?
We both did.
I don't remember talking to her. Anyway.
I think we both did. So it's interesting that we're kind of tied... We're tied into this a little bit.
I'm glad we weren't asked to testify.
As maybe character witnesses, at least.
Hot Pockets, her dad, co-founded this company.
Why don't you eat Hot Pockets?
That created the micro... Because it's nasty, that's why.
They're not that bad.
Created the microwave snack line Hot Pockets. It was sold to Nestle in 2002.
Sure, Nestle owns everything.
For $2.6 billion.
Yeah. That makes you an heiress.
So your family has, like, let's say $1 billion. Why do you need to go to college?
Or why do you have to try to? You can go to college,
yes,
but pay to go to college,
yes. Why do you?
I mean, if you want to go to USC, then pay to go.
Why is it important to go to USC and have people think you know how to row a boat?
Why would it? Why the money they spent to get these people into college?
Yes,
they could have just paid the college to get them into college.
$300,000 to get into college?
Doesn't cost that much.
No. That doesn't make it. None of it makes any sense to me. So there's the two spectrums with college. You've got people going to college who can't afford to go to college.
Yeah.
Who then rack up such debt.
Yeah.
That they can't possibly pay.
Ever pay it off until they're retired.
Then you've got the other side of the spectrum: people that have more money than they have sense, paying more money than it takes to get into college for their stupid kids.
Yeah.
So that it looks like they're kids that know how to row a boat. I don't understand any of this.
It doesn't look like any of these kids want to go to college.
No, they want to be social media influencers.
Right. I want a reality show. I've got to know. I've got a train to catch. I've got a reality show in Philadelphia. Is that Don?
Is Don on the phone? I'm doing Philadelphia. I'm supposed to be looking at some pictures. Barbara Corcoran. You know who that is?
Barbara Corcoran.
She's one of the judges on Shark Tank.
Yes.
She's out $400,000 in a phishing scam. Someone acting as her assistant.
Might have to take her off that show then.
How smart. I mean, if her old gimmick is I'm this super smart business super investor. Lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lost nearly $400,000. Somebody acting as her assistant sent an invoice to her bookkeeper for a renovation payment. She said she had no reason to be suspicious because she does invest a lot in real estate. So the bookkeeper wired $388,700 to an email address. Here's the problem. That email address did not belong to her assistant. Mm. It was a scammer. The email address was misspelled with one letter missing.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't catch the mistake until the bookkeeper emailed the correct address, and that money's gone.
Hey, where's the money?
Where'd that
we already sent it. Mm-hmm. What do you mean you sent it?
Mm-hmm. Barbara says that I was upset at first, but then I remembered it's only money.
What?
$400,000! You dummy.
Only money?
It's only money? That's the whole thing.
Then take your money and go help somebody. If it's only money. If you don't really need it, then give it to someone who does.
So she's famous for nickel and diming people that go on television in desperate places to try and help them figure out a way to make their businesses work. And now it's only
in her face next time. It's only money.
I would. Can you up your offer $400,000? I know that means nothing.
Nothing to you.
Finally.
Five.
Number five.
At least she wasn't spending that money trying to get her stupid kid into college. Then there's this last story on the top five things, and it comes to us from our favorite 50 nifty United States.
It's five.
Yeah, no.
Five.
Number five.
Florida.
Is this a Florida woman, Florida man?
It's Florida man.
Florida man.
Although he's not really... The guy in the center of the story is a victim rather than a perpetrator. Victor Otto is this guy's name, and he's not happy. He took his car to a repair shop down there in Clearwater, right?
Oh, boy.
2003 Jeep Liberty.
Scientology garage.
Probably. This guy takes his Jeep Liberty to a place called Mustang Speed and Restoration.
They probed my Jeep.
Hmm. He racked up a bunch of parking tickets and toll charges in different counties across the state his car was at the repair shop.
Hmm.
So that's something of a red flag.
Yes, right.
He goes and picks up the car, and while he's looking at the car, he's like, there's sand all over the back seat. Then there's also clothing tags.
So someone went to the beach.
And he also finds a pink lacy thong
in
the back under the passenger seat. He dropped this Jeep off on January 15th because the engine light came on.
Yeah.
And then there's 3 weeks of slow progress as they get around to fixing it.
No, I'm going
to
need the vehicle. I'm going to need the vehicle sooner than that.
No, we're still working on it. 3 weeks.
Ever been to the beach? It's a good time.
He says, by the way... He got the Jeep back because it's 3 weeks of him texting to these people and they're saying, oh, yeah, we're waiting for a part to come in or whatever. And all this is going on. And he says he's gotten the Jeep back. They didn't fix a thing. Then he's getting parking tickets in the mail where it's during the time that this thing is supposed to be. There's like pictures of his car speeding around Tampa.
You're not going
to
care for the review.
He's saying, I didn't have my car at the time. So, whoever was driving around joyriding in the car, the shop is saying, well, we don't think any of our employees would do this. You had the car.
Yeah.
I didn't have the car. You had the car. So he's saying, I don't want these tickets. No. I'm not paying for these tickets. Also, I need these tickets expunged from the record.
I need my car fixed.
Also, could somebody fix my Jeep? So, he's going to dispute the tickets in court. But, yeah, when you're finding a bunch of sand and panties in your car,
you're in Florida.
Exactly.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2020 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today and you'll have access to everything we've ever done and specialty programming that only the patrons hear. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses, oven-roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. Anytime's a good time to get those Capriati's gift cards as well. Remember, because everybody loves Capriati's, if you're there for lunch or dinner, please do this. Mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub and only pay for the price of a small one.
There is one final story, and it's, you know, this coronavirus, which I tend to think is a lot of freaking out about nothing, but now as I'm reading more, it seems like, oh, maybe this could be a thing.
This could be SARS.
Well.
Or, you know. Swine flu.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a global pandemic, and then it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
Well, what's happening now is people are somehow contracting it without really being in contact with anybody.
And that's not great.
That's not the best.
No, no.
And there's people who have not gone anywhere.
Did you see this, though, that children somehow are not getting it?
Well, good.
So what if we all just die off and leave the world to the kids? Would that be the worst thing in the world?
How old?
Well, if you like Diet Coke...
Yes? Is that a bad thing?
Coca-Cola is saying that the coronavirus has messed up their supply chain. All the artificial sweeteners they get are from China, apparently.
Oh, well, yeah.
Which I didn't realize. Yeah. But, of course, everything comes from China. Yeah. So they're saying the artificial sweeteners are now going to be hard for them to get. That means that they are kind of delaying production and exports. Uh-huh. These fake sweeteners. So your Coke Zero, your Diet Coke.
Buy that up while they have it, huh?
I mean, if that's something that you need, yeah. They say here, we have initiated contingency supply plans and do not foresee a short-term impact due to these delays. However, we may see tighter supplies of some of these ingredients in the longer term should production or export operations in China deteriorate. So there's that.
Yeah.
Until the Diet Coke got affected, I don't think any of us were paying attention to this.
Now.
Yeah.
Now it gets serious.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess...
Stay in isolation is what I'm trying... And wash your hands a lot.
That's what I'm in, man.
It's a self-imposed quarantine you got going on here.
Well, no, this wasn't my idea.
Oh, that's true. That's right. I guess you're right.
I didn't quit. I was dislocated. I'm in what Warren Zevon used to call a splendid isolation.
Right.
That's what I'm in. But I'm ready to not be. I'll tell you that. I'm going crazy. I'm losing.
Go for a walk. Have you been going for walks?
I have.
Yeah. For you.
And I've been working out, but still, it's just I'm going out of my mind.
Go for walks.
I'm going to do that now. I'm going to go for a walk.
I mean, I go for long ones.
Well, but you have creatures that need that.
So would
you walk nearly as much as you do if you didn't have dogs?
The dogs anymore don't walk nearly as far as they used to.
Oh, okay. Well,
they don't. Some of the long walks, I don't take the dogs.
Hmm.
When I like go to Muscatine County or.
You walk to Muscatine County?
Or I walk to Cordova.
Well.
Just to clear my head.
I had no idea.
Just to clear my head.
That's going to do it for a while until we get a chance to do the next episode for you. Thanks for listening and hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Yes.
Quad Cities representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out.
Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, Brian. Want to get the rock out of here?
Rock, yeah.